This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day to celebrate, for once, some good news about disease. No, I'm not kidding. A headline in a piece report for the Wall Street Journal by Miro Inada. And the headline says, this season, this winter, flu is all but wiped out. And you should look at the numbers. Influenza, usually raging throughout the Northern Hemisphere this time of year, has become virtually invisible. It is a small, bright spot amid COVID-19. Although the number of people, he writes, saved from a flu death pales next to the number dying from the new pandemic. Okay, we know that. But still, it also presents questions that doctors around the globe will likely be wrestling with for years. If the flu can be nearly wiped out this season, why not next season? Why not every season? Which steps help the most to stop the flu from spreading? Awareness of COVID-19 has also helped drive flu vaccinations. And that's part of it. In England, just over 80% of elderly people received a flu shot this season, 10 percentage points higher than a year ago. Douglas Nixon, who's a professor of immunology at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York, said he hoped that COVID-19 vaccination, being so much in the pushed in the new Biden administration, would lead people to see the benefits of vaccination more broadly. If so, he said, that means more people are getting vaccinated against influenza. About half of Americans were vaccinated against the flu in 2019-2020. Figures for this year aren't available yet. Well, I can tell you there's somebody who lives in the same household with me, actually only one person at the moment, the wonderful Dr. Medved. But yes, she even got a flu vaccine this season. And with some persuading, but she got it. And see, that's a benefit for people being so COVID conscious. And they also highlight here that some of the same precautions that people take for COVID also help with the flu. Social distancing, masking, regular washing of hands, particularly regular washing of hands. About half of Americans were vaccinated against the flu in the 2019-2020 season. Figures for this year aren't available yet. Tetsuya Mizutani, who is a virologist at the Tokyo University of Agriculture and Technology, suggested requiring future air travelers to show they were vaccinated against the flu as well as against COVID-19. The world once considered it unavoidable that hundreds of thousands of people would die every year because of the flu. But Dr. Mizutani said, but we need to ask ourselves whether we are going to continue to allow it in the future. In other words, when we come out the other end of this entire experience with the pandemic, there are some real benefits. And one of the benefits might involve just literally those hundreds of thousands of people who up till now have been dying every year of the flu. Those numbers of deaths are way down. And a flu infection generally. What is way up? Talk, as there always is, of a third party. And third party talk is a virus all its own. And look, the idea of third-party candidacies helping anything or ever succeeding or satisfying the country, when you think about the array of truly eccentric third parties that have existed, and some that continue to exist and to gather votes and sometimes distort elections, it's a real problem. And what about a new MAGA third party, potentially called the Patriot Party? Karl Rove on Fox News, one of the leading strategists, of course, for the Republican Party and of this generation, Carl had this to say about the looming idea of a new separate pro-Trump Patriot Party. Listen.
Well, the third party would be the death of the conservative movement and a great gift for Joe Biden and the left wing of the Democratic Party. And whoever thought up that idea and floated it in the former president's name is a political idiot. If you really want to give the left, go power, go out and start a third party and name it after the last Patriot Party we had in the country was a left wing operation that was mostly in the Northwest United States. Whoever was the marketing genius who came up with that name hadn't done their history check.
The idea of a new third party, I don't think going far, and partially because President Trump remains very popular in the Republican Party for whatever he wants to do. There is, meanwhile, in Washington, a great deal of talk today about President Biden addressing one of his campaign promises, which was to tackle the reality of what many people on the left call systemic racism. And the White House domestic policy advisor, you may remember her, she was Susan Rice from the Obama administration. She says she is ambassador to the UN, other positions, national security advisor with Obama. She says that the issue of equality, the issue of systemic racism, crucial for this point in our history. Listen, this is clip one.
We've hit the ground running to embed equity throughout the administration. On day one, the president signed an executive order directing an unprecedented whole-of-government initiative to embed racial equity across federal policies, programs, and institutions. That starts with a review of policies and institutions to redress systemic racism where it exists and to advance equity where we aren't doing enough. Every agency will place equity at the core of their public engagement, their policy design and program delivery, to ensure that government resources are reaching Americans of color and all marginalized communities, rural, urban, disabled, LGBTQ+, religious minorities, and so many others.
Okay, what's fascinating to me is the use of the term equity. What happened to equality? All men are created equal. It's right in our founding document. But the idea of equity and why it's different from equality, equality presupposes equality of opportunity. All men are created equal. They don't end up equal. There's no society in the world in which they do. There's no sane basis for everybody ending up at the same place, given the differentials of hard work, talent, sometimes just dumb luck. But the idea of equity seems to suggest to people, and I think it's a great fear that the far-left agenda would emphasize that, the idea of equity rather than equality or of opportunity or of justice or of fairness. The idea of equity presupposes that people have the same results, that they reach the same destination. And if government is going to try to guarantee that, government's going to fail. And it seems to me a great invitation for a level of meddling and inequality if they go forward in this regard. President Biden invoked the memory of George Floyd. How? We'll play it for you and continue. And one thing that the administration probably will accomplish in its race agenda. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, you can right now get a copy, hardcover copy, first edition, personally signed and inscribed, of my new book, God's Hand on America. And I know it's not really new. It came out at the very end of 2019. But still, it's my latest. And the subtitle is Divine Providence in the Modern Era. It has fascinating episodes that you don't know about in our history that indicate there is a gigantic plan and a very consequential plan that has been laid out by some kind of higher power. You can call it God. You can call it fate, nature, the will of history. Check it out. The book is available signed together with an MP3 player that has the entire book on it, read by me, and every word with feeling. And then you can get it that way, or you can get it with a flash drive, plus the hardcover edition. It's at a reduced price and only available through the Medved History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner, and help yourself. I am so gratified to see so many people who love this book as I loved writing it. And when it comes to American history, I mean, obviously, the death of George Floyd was a historic event, not because George Floyd was so important. Every human being is important. Every human being is profoundly precious and important. George Floyd was not necessarily more important than the people around him. He wasn't necessarily important, but he was important because he's a human being. And he had a terrible end to his life. However, is it truly helpful that Joe Biden, when he is announcing a whole slew of new executive orders meant to address what President Biden and his cabinet and associates call systemic racism and injustice, is it necessary to invoke George Floyd's memory in this way? Listen.
What many Americans didn't see or had simply refused to see couldn't be ignored any longer. Those 8 minutes and 46 seconds that took George Floyd's life opened the eyes of millions of Americans and millions of people around all over the world. It was a knee on the neck of justice, and it wouldn't be forgotten. It stirred the conscience and tens of millions of Americans. And in my view, it marked a turning point in this country's attitude toward racial justice.
Okay, that's possible, certainly. The one thing that fascinates me thinking about all this is, well, first of all, the cops have not stood trial yet. And for Officer Chauvin, deservedly, he is being accused of murder. And he will stand trial for it, and that seems to me to be appropriate. But what I don't think anyone has found is that there was some kind of conscious or even unconscious racial motivation. In other words, okay, you can say that George Floyd's entire situation in life was a product of racial inequality. But the idea that this particular episode in our history that is already being being addressed in the courts, and obviously with police reforms everywhere and with demonstrations everywhere, that this represents a historic turning point? We'll see. One thing is there is a new push being made for the Harriet Tubman $20 bill. We will talk about that, but one thing that's important is this is kind of a win-win situation that the Biden administration has announced is another reversal of the Trump policy. And speaking of reversals on the Trump policy, of all the different comments that various people have made about impeachment, which is still the elephant in the room that is going on, and elephant, I guess, because it's a true challenge for the Republican Party. John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, went on Fox News and seemed to have a kernel of an idea to get us out of the impeachment trap, which benefits no one. And here is what John Kennedy had to say, clip 10. What he had to say was, how about going to the Supreme Court first? Now, legally, they probably would decline to take it. But in other words, what he's arguing about is before they vote and debate and try President Trump on impeachment, get the Supreme Court to determine something that has never been determined clearly in American history, which is it appropriate to convict someone on an impeachment if that person has already left office? In other words, generally, impeachment is supposed to be for removal from office. And look, there is a great deal of argument, and we've talked about this on the show somewhat extensively. There's a great deal of argument, and there's a great deal of historical precedent that, yes, there are examples of people throughout American history and throughout the English history on which our Constitution and on which our laws are to some extent based, where they impeach someone long after he is withdrawn from office. And in fact, there were states in the Union where in their state constitutions you could only impeach someone after they have left office. So I think what I like about John Kennedy's idea is at least it gives an out clause for Republicans who really, other than that, are trapped. And I believe they're trapped because, look, there is no question at all. Did President Trump incite that riot? Of course he did. I mean, you could say he used the word peacefully once. But with what Liz Cheney said is exactly right. Without the president's words, without his presence at that rally that day, without him summoning people to come to Washington on that day, there would have been no riot. But does that mean that you must vote to convict? That's an agonizing problem. And there really does need to be some kind of off-ramp, not just for Republicans, but frankly for the country. We'll be right back with more on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate sends a strong signal Tuesday that there are not nearly enough votes to convict President Trump of an impeachment trial when only 5 GOP senators rejected an effort by Senator Rand Paul to declare the looming trial unconstitutional. The Senate voting 55-45 to set aside Paul's motion, with all but 5 Republicans siding with Paul. Senators Romney, Sass, Collins, Murkowski, and Toomey all voted with Democrats to table Paul's point of order. The White House confirms President Biden had his first phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He called him, President Putin this afternoon with the intention of discussing our willingness to extend New START for 5 years.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Michael Medved Show, there is a great editorial today that appeared in the Wall Street Journal. The headline they use, trying Mr. Trump, comma, private citizen. Democrats, they write, can't let go of Donald Trump, even as a former president. So on Monday, that would be yesterday, House managers walked their article of impeachment to the Senate for a trial. And, of course, there was all kinds of pomp and circumstance and specially prepared papers and walking slowly from one end of the Capitol building to the other. And, yes, it was moving to look at some of that video and to think that literally just 3 weeks ago, not even, that building was the scene of a really appalling riot. In any event. Their goal of the Democrats, writes the Journal, is to banish Mr. Trump from running for office ever again. The result may instead be his acquittal and political revival. Exactly. This entire process helps Trump, I am afraid. Democrats have already forced one impeachment trial, resulting in acquittal and no notable decline in his political standing. Notable decline, heck. He actually, if you look at the history of his approval rating, like Bill Clinton, he had his highest approval rating, which was 49%, right after he beat impeachment the first time. He lost the election, writes the Journal, due to his handling of COVID and its consequences. But now Democrats want to do it once more with feeling after Mr. Trump urged his supporters to march on the Capitol on January 6th with a goal of overturning the Electoral College vote for Joe Biden. We have said Mr. Trump's actions and his failure to act to stop the riot as it unfolded were an impeachable offense, and we urged him to resign. But now he is out of office and no longer the imminent threat that House Democrats said justified their rushed impeachment. The question is, what good purpose a Senate trial will serve? And that isn't apparent to anyone. One problem is whether such a trial is even constitutional, writes the Journal. We've run op-eds arguing pro and con, and both excellent. The one by Dershowitz, the one by Professor Hutchinson that we did yesterday. The language of the Constitution refers to impeachment against a president while in office. And Mr. Trump is now a private citizen. Chief Justice John Roberts doesn't seem to believe he needs to preside over the trial because the Constitution stipulates that role for the chief only for a president or vice president. Senior Democrat Pat Leahy will preside instead. And then the Journal writes, perhaps the House managers will turn up evidence beyond what we already know that persuades the 17 GOP senators necessary to convict. But most Democrats are already saying that they need no new evidence, since the facts of what Mr. Trump said and did are on the public record. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump will, for his defense during the trial, you can bet he will make the case that he is the victim of a sham partisan show trial. He'll mobilize his supporters to pressure GOP senators who will have to make hard political calculations. It's easy for Democrats in the press to claim Republicans should vote to convict, but most want to run for office again. The rushed House vote, no hearings, no defense, also makes a vote to convict more difficult. Look at the abuse that Liz Cheney, the third-ranking Republican in the House, is taking for voting for impeachment, writes the Journal. She made a justifiable vote of conscience, but backbenchers are trying to oust her from the leadership. All of this suggests the trial, which will start in earnest on February 9th, will end in Senate acquittal. If it does, Mr. Trump will claim vindication, and it doesn't matter how many times Speaker Nancy Pelosi claims that he has been impeached forever. Mr. Trump will play it as one more show of elite contempt for the deplorables who are his voters. He could emerge politically strengthened. And no, that's not what Democrats want, or at least you think that's not what they want. But obviously that's the direction they're going, which is why John Cornyn, who used to be part of the Democratic leadership, he recently reelected in Texas. John Cornyn appeared on Fox News and he said this about the forthcoming trial. This is 4A.
Well, in any trial, and an impeachment is no different in this respect, there's the factual scenario, and we were literally witnesses to that. We experienced it, the shocking events of January the 6th. But there's also a fair process, sometimes called due process of law, where both sides get a fair shot to examine witnesses, and then the burden is on the impeachment managers to present the case. It seems to me that Nancy Pelosi and the impeachment managers are relying strictly on having experienced the events of January the 6th as a basis, sole basis upon which to impeach President Trump, even though he's a private citizen. So there's two parts of that. One is the factual scenario that we all experienced ourselves, and the other is simply the fact that this has never happened before. There's no clearly marked path for navigating an impeachment trial for somebody who's no longer president.
And Senator Cornyn, Judge Cornyn, is a former justice of the Texas Supreme Court. He knows the law, but he concludes this about his Democratic colleagues, 4B.
Well, it used to be that when you lost an election, that was punishment enough from a political standpoint. But here, our Democratic colleagues are going a step further and saying, well, you can't run for public office again. That's really a hypothetical situation. In the meantime, it seems very, very much counterproductive if you're the President Biden to say, we're going to take the precious first days of a new administration and we're going to squander it on this impeachment trial. I just think it's shockingly bad judgment. I think if in fact what you want is for this administration to get off on a strong foot and develop some momentum.
Okay, and that's being said as a Republican, and yes, I think that most Americans would prefer that. And there's another even more dramatic effort. It's not aimed this time at a Republican. It's aimed at a very, very liberal Democrat, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. They have already collected more than a million signatures for a recall. And before you think of this, that's a joke. The last time they tried this, which was back 18 years ago now, in 2003, there was a successful recall of a governor named Gray Davis in California, a Democrat. That's the last time any Republican got installed as governor of California. His name was Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's also now, and this makes it serious, there is a serious Republican candidate to replace Newsom. If they get the signatures, and if they actually get this on the ballot, and then they get a majority of people to say they want to recall the governor of California. What is the big issue here? Well, the big issue is is one that seems to have captured the public imagination. But it's a peculiar and strange issue on which to base a recall. The issue is the French Laundry. It's basically that Newsom has handled the pandemic in a way that is not popular with most Californians, including many of the people who have signed this petition. But he then violated his own rules by eating out with some of the richest people in the state at a restaurant called the French Laundry. Right now, proponents of the recall have raised more than $1.7 million, and they say they've gathered 1.2 million signatures they need by March 17th at St. Patrick's Day. And if they really have gained 1.2 million signatures, and I think they have, they only need 1.5 million, they only need 300,000 more. With this kind of momentum, they could get it. Is it possible a Republican could be installed as governor of California this year, 2021? Well, who's the governor, who's the candidate who's running, who is somewhat credible? We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my four decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One of the ways that we stay together as a family is I talk to my brothers every week now via Zoom. And my brothers are scattered all over the world. My brother Jonathan's in Israel, of course, and my brother Harry is in Southern California. My brother Ben is in Northern California. In any event, Jonathan was talking very excitedly about the response that he's gotten from listeners to our show. For our crowd, which is his spectacularly successful company, and I'm very, very pleased to speak for them, and you can actually be part of this. Just go to our website, michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for our crowd. This is crowdsourced funding that you can be part of that can actually change your life for the better, getting you into the ground floor, onto the ground floor. Some elevators are going right to the top with some outstanding high-tech ventures around the world. And, again, it's exciting just to hear about this stuff and some of the technological breakthroughs that they're making. You can find that out. Go to our banner at michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for our crowd. And, by the way, if you're a small businessman, we have a special program for the remains of the pandemic. I hope the pandemic is over and the lockdowns are over and small business can make a big comeback. But we are giving special offers on advertising for this show. And it's a new year. There are new stations. There are new advertisers. And if you want to find out how you can be one of them, you can find the banner right at michaelmedved.com. All right. We haven't gotten any advertising yet for the recall movement in California. But here's the problem with it. The problem is Gavin Newsom, who speaks very well. He's very good on TV. I've met him. And he is one of those people who's sort of has a natural charisma to him. And he won handily in his election. He won by 24 points over a not tremendously exciting GOP opponent. But right now, his approval rating in California, you can check it, is 57% among likely voters in the most recent poll by the Public Policy Institute of California. Mr. Newsom's office referred questions about this recall to political advisor Dan Newman, who said the governor has taken bold steps to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, but people don't like it. The only recall in California history was in 2003 when Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger replaced Democrat Gray Davis. His job approval wasn't 57%, it was 26% among likely voters at the time, according to the Public Policy Information Center. 3 weeks after local media first reported on the French Laundry dinner, this is with Gavin Newsom breaking his own rules to have a fancy dinner. Recall supporters submitted 441,000 additional signatures on their petition. They had previously reported just 55,000 since the effort began last June. Californians are hurting, and we've had a dramatic failure of leadership from the governor, said former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner. He is a Republican. He's a moderate Republican. And he has said, yes, if they do get the recall on the ballot, he would put his name on the recall election. The governor's actions are harming lives and livelihoods. People are at their wit's end, and they want to do something about it. Trump supporters say the governor's apologists want California taxpayers to waste $100 million on a special election redo mere months before a regularly scheduled election, Mr. Newman said. Yeah, Gavin Newsom is up not just, it's not just months before, he's up in 2022. But the point is, Ted Faulkner, mayor of San Diego, the last Republican governor before Schwarzenegger, was also former mayor of San Diego, Pete Wilson. And this is no joke, because the way it works, if they actually get this through and they get the signatures they need, is first of all, you vote on whether or not the governor should be recalled, and then you vote on who you would like to see replace him. And the reason this gets interesting is, look, California is full of ambitious Democrats. I mean, you would be too, because it's a very heavily Democratic state. So if Governor Newsom is on the recall ballot, they will undoubtedly have a Democrat who also runs as his potential replacement, because otherwise, if there's any chance at all of him losing the recall, he loses. Now, of course, what can happen with that is that if that Democrat has any support, and you combine that with the Republicans and people who are genuinely frustrated, that can actually give you the majority you need to recall him and remove him from office. Now, do I think this is a great way to operate politics? I don't. I think it's unlikely that they will succeed in recalling Gavin Newsom. But if they get it on the ballot, who knows? It might be able to energize a moribund branch of the Republican Party just a little bit. And maybe help us realize that not all political differences center around Donald Trump. To the best of my knowledge, Ted Faulkner, the former mayor of San Diego, is not a great big loyal Trump supporter exactly. Speaking of loyal, there are a lot of loyal fans out there for Denzel Washington. He is one of the finest actors around. And actually, he is in a new movie that I just saw, which we will be reviewing. But there are other people who are fans of Anne Hathaway. And Chiwetel Ejiofor, who was the star of 12 Years a Slave. And the very first, yes, it's a romantic comedy about COVID-19. Sound like a promising premise for a movie? Well, listen about this film. It's done by the guy who did The Bourne Identity, a bunch of those movies, Doug Liman. This is what that movie has to offer.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Anne Hathaway and Chiwetel Ejiofor of 12 Years a Slave play a couple whose romantic life is devastated by all the restrictions of the pandemic. So naturally, they decide to liven things up with a big jewel heist in Locked Down. Now streaming on HBO Max.
You're talking about stealing a diamond. £3 million.
Someone's going to have to pack the valuables up.
No, I can't be trusted.
Well, don't trust the advertising for this movie, which emphasizes the thievery that comes only at the very end after a long, dreary slog through painful episodes of a relationship on the rocks. There's some big stars who make brief appearances, but it feels like two movies at once that aren't really connected. In this high-profile effort by Bourne Identity director Doug Liman to provide a cinematic treatment of the COVID-19 crisis. Rated R for language and some drug blog references, 2 stars for Locked Down.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
The big stars who make brief appearances are Ben Kingsley, who's very amusing, Ben Stiller, who's unrecognizable but amusing, and Mindy Kaling, and a sprinkling of others. And I do think it captures something in the first part of the movie about just how stir-crazy people are, even in romantic relationships. But, man, when the second half comes in and you start talking about a completely implausible heist, this is no Ocean's 11 or even Ocean's 7 or Ocean's 8 or any number of oceans. No, it doesn't rise to that level at all. And speaking of rising to that level at all, one of the plans by the Biden administration to address systemic racism was the idea of moving forward to something that had been authorized before under Obama and then slowed down by President Trump. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Tubman 20s. The $20 bill, which for years and years has had one of President Trump's favorite presidents on it, Andrew Jackson, is supposed to be replaced by a new bill that has Harriet Tubman on it. Who was Harriet Tubman? Well, they actually subject of a pretty good movie this last year. But she was a former slave who escaped slavery and then worked on the Underground Railroad to lead literally more than 100 other slaves to freedom. So, what happens with the Tubman 20s? We will bring you an update. And how's this sound for a pandemic policy? No police, no curfews, no fines, no regrets. Where? It's a nation. Which one? We'll tell you all next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.